This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, a fairly sizable Tuesday, I think we would all agree, because it is game day, baby. Election day. It is finally here. It's time to make these scumbag Democrats feel actual pain at the ballot box. And I feel great about it. Here's what we have on tap for tonight. We're going to talk about blue cities. Why are they so worried about things? What did Google pull? Oprah's a piece of trash like she always was. Is Russia getting involved in the election? In fact, we're going to do something else tonight, and we're probably going to do it early.
I want to know the worst you ever put your foot in your mouth. I told you last night about my fortune favors the bold gas station story, so here's what we're going to do. 877-377-4373. If you want to say something or ask a quick question about the election, fine. Make it fast. And then I want to know the worst you've ever put your foot in your mouth. 877-377-4373. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Let's check in with the commies and see how they're feeling about the election results.
We're going down one of two very different paths by perhaps tomorrow morning.
Yes, and that's what if historians in the future are allowed to write books. And by the way, that question is open this morning. And if people are allowed to go on television and say what they think in the future, which again, that question is open this morning, in the future, historians are going to look back on this day and say,
okay.
This is...
Okay, so they're crazy people. Now, let me tell you what I've been hearing all day long. And I realize we're going to have polls closing. Wait, didn't they just close? Hold on, let me pull this up. I actually have it saved on my phone. I know the exact time the polls are closing, so here we are. An hour from now, they will close in Georgia, Indiana, Kentucky, South Carolina, Virginia, and Vermont. An hour and a half from now, so that's 7:30 Eastern time, North Carolina, Ohio, West Virginia. Then at 8 Eastern, that's when a flood of them come in. I'm not even going to read all of those. But look, there's a chance before this show is over, we might know some things. 7 o'clock Eastern is 1 hour from now. Georgia is a swing state. If Trump takes Georgia, it's a good sign. Virginia. Now, I don't think we're going to win Virginia. Or I should say, traditionally, we don't win Virginia. But the things I'm hearing from the ground in Virginia lead me to believe we might, just might, have a shot. Chris, I don't need you to be Debbie Downer tonight. All right. I am up. I am excited. I can't get the smile off my face. And we don't need Eeyore tonight, Chris. I'm telling you, it's going to be a good night. And it's not just that I woke up feeling that way. My wife woke up nervous. Sister's nervous. Mom's nervous. Friends are nervous. Jesse, what are you hearing? And so I'm just going to tell everybody, including them, what I've been hearing all day long. One, I felt fantastic. And two, the reports are that Republicans are outvoting Democrats. We could sit here all night long for 3 hours and Brett, while the exit polls are saying that more people are caring about Republicans are outvoting Democrats as of right now, and they're outvoting them by a sizable margin. Just got a text from a friend right before the show started. He lives in a blue area, and I've had three of these texts today from different areas in the country. One in California, one in Connecticut, one in Michigan. But all three of the counties are super, super blue. Their polling places are dead. No energy. There's nobody there. All day long, I've seen video and heard from friends in Republican counties, Republican places. They are packed. Lines. Long lines. The chances are not zero. We might even get New Jersey. Chris, just stop. Look, even if Trump doesn't win New Jersey, I bet you we're going to pick up a seat or two of some kind in New Jersey. Remember, there's a lot more at stake tonight than just the presidency. That's just the big sexy one we all focus on. You know, Trump versus Harris and Make America. What's at stake tonight is power. A lot of it up and down the ballot, local elections. When I voted today, I actually saved it. I usually try to vote early today. I wanted to wait and see what it was like on election day. I not only voted for president, I voted for Ted Cruz for Senate. I voted for my House member. I voted for my state and all the way down to school board. We are going to have, I'm telling you right now, a good night, a good night. We are going to have a very, very, very good night. I feel it. Now, let's talk about some things, shall we? Because they were asking Trump, hey, what do you think about Harris supporters? And Trump, look, Trump has to give this line that he gave. He has to give this line. That's what he said.
If you win, there are going to be tens of millions of Harris supporters who are going to be upset. What would your plan be to reach out to those people, bring them in? What would your message to them be?
Well, it'll be just that. We want to bring everybody in. We want to be very inclusive, and we will be very inclusive. We have a great country, but...
Okay, yeah, but no. And I realize, that is not a criticism of Trump. It's election day. He has to say that. No. Inclusive is gone now. Inclusive is gone because you can coexist and share a country, a state, a city, a neighborhood. You can coexist with Democrats. You cannot coexist with communists. It doesn't work. You cannot, under any circumstances, live side by side with this.
But even if Trump doesn't win, the Defense Department and NASA are going to need a new arrangement for all their rockets and for all the multi-billion dollar contracts Elon Musk's companies have with the U.S. government. The U.S. government is going to have to either, unwind from all of those contracts, or Elon Musk's companies are going to have to unwind from him. This is an untenable reality in national security terms. Now that we know.
That's Rachel Maddow on television discussing how much government retribution Elon Musk should face because he's openly supporting Donald Trump. Remember, you cannot live and let live with these people, and wars, political wars, culture wars, really all wars, it actually does not take two to tango. If one side decides they're at war, then it really doesn't matter what the other side has to say about it. War it is. These people decided that you should be fired if you didn't take an experimental vax. These were the same people, when polled, who said your children need to be taken from you if you haven't had your booster shot. There will be no inclusive. Those days are behind us. There will be victory for one of the two sides. Now, back to tonight. There is a little bit of tomfoolery going on. I've told you Republicans are outvoting Democrats, and we are going to give you, like I said before, we will update you as the polls close, as the numbers come in. We are going to be on the air. Chris, Corey are all over it. There's nothing so far, right? There's nothing. You're not missing out on anything. But as they come in, we are going to give you everything. So you're not going to miss that. But what happened in Georgia? What's happening in Pennsylvania? Reports in Pennsylvania, two big Republican counties, problems with the voting machines. Reports in Georgia, there was a bomb threat. The Secretary of State's blaming Russia. We're actually going to talk about that in a moment. But overall, this is the problem. Once the people start to distrust their elections, everything looks bad. Everything looks like cheating. Everything looks like dirty pool. So let's tackle Georgia first. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I almost forgot the name of the show. Chris, it's a confusing name. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, on election night. Also, I gave out the phone number earlier and told you to call, and then all your calls promptly dropped. It's because they're having some huge IT problem, so don't call anymore. I'll let you know when that thing actually gets fixed. Hey, Chris, let me know if you need me to get involved. Move some wires around and press some buttons and stuff. I'll handle all of those things. All right. Also, before I get back to this Georgia, Russia, voting problems, bomb threat stuff, all kinds of craziness going on out there, I want to first be confident right now. It doesn't mean the night's going to go our way. Maybe it won't. We might lose. Maybe it won't. Let me ask you something. You're a person on the right, not talking about you filthy commies who hate listen, but you're a person on the right. You want freedom. You want your government small. You want your taxes low. You have this list of desires. Let me ask you, how many days do you get a win? It's a 365-day calendar year. How many of those days, on average, do you get a political win? Not many. There just aren't many of those days. Tonight is our Super Bowl. Our team is looking strong. We might lose, but our team is looking strong. You should, not saying don't be stressed, but you should be happy right now. This is as good as it gets. Let the adrenaline wash over you. I'm so fired up for tonight. And before I get to the Georgia thing, one last thing. Stay in line. Pennsylvania. Kamala Harris had a list of events yesterday. Every single event she did was in Pennsylvania. Trump was, of course, bouncing around to all the swing states, but Kamala Harris, the day before the election, every single event was in Pennsylvania. What does that tell you? Remember, we talked about this before. Money and time don't lie in politics. The candidates lie about everything all the time. That's the nature of politics. But where a candidate plants themselves, well, that tells you a lot. They are going after Pennsylvania. They are treating Pennsylvania like it's a blue wall state. If you're standing in line in that dirty state, I love Pennsylvania, but the way they run elections is so freaking clownish and awful. If you're standing in line and they're telling you the machines are broken, I'm sorry, do not get out of line. Ah, my feet hurt. Ah, I'm hungry. Sorry. Order a pizza. Get on DoorDash. Get some pizza and Cokes and water, whatever delivered to you. Hand them out to others if you're financially able to do so. Act as if every single vote counts because Kamala Harris thinks Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin are going to send her to the White House. Arizona, stay in line. Stay in line. Virginia, don't blow it off. Ah, it's Virginia. It's going blue. We are going to make noise in Virginia tonight. I don't know whether or not we will win. I'm not saying that. But just like New Jersey, we're going to pick up some seats there that we probably weren't supposed to pick up. Stay in line and get the work done and put a smile on your face and be happy. Play music. Be freaking happy. Now let's talk about what's happening in Georgia. Georgia's Secretary of State came out earlier and he said this.
Talked a little bit earlier about that Russian hoax and that bomb scare. And I just want to make sure everyone understands this, that Georgia's not going to be intimidated. The Russia has just decided they picked on the wrong Georgia. They need to pick on the other one in the Black Sea because we're not going to be intimidated.
Okay, not the most eloquent thing in the world and certainly doesn't sound very intimidating. But anyway, he also said this.
We've heard some threats that were of Russian origin. And so I don't know how to describe if that's viable. We don't think they are, but in the interest of public safety, you always check that out. And we'll just continue to be very responsive when we hear about stuff like that. We identified the source, and it was from Russia.
Can you elaborate on that? What kind of threats?
As he said, it's a bomb threat.
And you're confident of the Russians.
Okay, maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, it's not the Russians. Jesse, this sounds dirty. Well, a couple things. The country has to own how the citizens feel about elections. The people in charge, Republican and Democrat, they have to own the fact that the American people don't trust their elections anymore. There is widespread distrust in elections. When you have ballots being counted behind closed doors in the middle of the night, even if everything is totally legitimate, that's going to cause distrust. When you have ballots being counted that come in 5 days after an election, that's going to cause distrust. When you're on video boarding up the windows of polling places, it's going to cause distrust. When you have voting machines constantly going out in Republican counties. Again, all these things might be on the up and up, ha ha ha. But even if all these things are on the up and up, people are going to look at that and they're going to say, cheating, they're doing something dirty, there's cheating, there's more cheating. So let's move past that part and let's focus on the Russia aspect. So I've seen some people today in response to that say, no, that's clearly it's the FBI or something like that. Now, listen, it could be. But also, there was this, and this just came out. So you haven't heard about this. This is Wall Street Journal reporting, but hackers linked to Chinese intelligence used precision strikes to quietly compromise cell phone lines used by an array of senior national security and policy officials across the U.S. government, in addition to politicians, according to people familiar with the matter. This access allowed them to scoop up call logs, unencrypted texts, and some audio from potentially thousands of Americans and others with whom they interacted. So what I am saying is I warned about this. Was it yesterday or last week? But I warned about this. We've been fighting a not-so-subtle proxy war with Russia. We've been kind of doing the same thing with China. They're always going to respond. And a soft way you can respond is to call in a bomb threat at a polling location in a swing state that automatically is going to cause angst in the population. People are going to start shouting about the election being stolen, cheating. This is a standard way these countries, enemies of ours, have operated in our elections for a long time. I'm not saying what happened in Georgia was Russia. I'm not saying it wasn't. I have no idea. You have no idea. We will never, ever know. Just be light on your feet, all right? Light on your feet and watching everything. All right. Let's talk a little bit about blue cities. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an election night, and I just have this feeling that it's going to be a good one. So put a smile on your face. Stay in line. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And good news, the IT people and me, I want to say that I contributed a lot to it. What, Chris? We fixed the phone lines. It was half them, half me, but the phone lines are fixed. I want to know about a time you put your foot in your mouth. We'll take little election day breaks and talk about that. If you want to say something about the election or election day quickly, that's fine, but call. When did you put your foot in your mouth? 877-377-4373. Those are always a good time when we do those. Headline from Hot Air: Blue Cities Prepare for Election Violence. It's funny how often that happens, isn't it? It's weird because I live in this area that is blood red, not just in Texas, one of the reddest parts of Texas. And I went and voted today, and it really did my heart well because in a lot of races, especially the state legislature ones, there were no Democrats on the ticket. They don't even bother fielding candidates in my area. And you know what else I don't have in my area? No riots. Not a single business has boarded up its windows. It's amazing what happens when you divorce yourself from the savages and finally go live around good, decent people instead of Democrats. It's amazing. And people try to tell me, they try to shame me otherwise. Jesse, you need a more diversity in your viewpoints. No, I don't. No, I don't. I am 43 years old. I
am blessed to have a family, and I will move them and myself to be around people who share my values. Nobody is boarding up anything around here, and I guarantee you there won't be any riots in my neighborhood tonight, because those riots would end quickly and loudly. Oh, and we have our first election results in. Are you ready for this?
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Trump leads 61%. He's got 61% in Indiana with 5% reporting in. So obviously pretty much nobody has reported in, and that wasn't near as big a news as I maybe sold it in the beginning. But you bought it, didn't you? But that's true. Those are real numbers. He's leading in Indiana. You know the states we're watching tonight. You already know. North Carolina, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona. I will tell you this. There have been a bunch of reports out of the Trump campaign today. They're feeling very, very confident. And they think they have a shot at picking off a state that people don't see coming. Virginia, New Hampshire, or New Mexico. There's a chance, if tonight goes our way, Trump picks up a shocker. And that would be freaking amazing. Speaking of shocker, let's talk about Dome really quickly, because I was brewing on this today. Her campaign manager came out and said this.
It'll be a long day. We don't expect this race to be called early, but we are optimistic that we are literally about to be able to turn the page on Donald Trump.
Literally? Tell me, I need to know, what did literally add to this at all? Please, someone explain to me what adding the word literally, what did it add to this?
It'll be a long day. We don't expect this race to be called early, but we are optimistic that we are literally about to be able to turn the page on Donald Trump.
Didn't change a thing. Didn't add a single thing. Yet this teenage Valley girl way of talking has taken over our society like the Black Plague. And now people cannot complete sentences without saying the word literally, and I can't take it anymore. In fact, I don't forget mass deportations. I want that to be Trump's first executive order if he's successful tonight. An outright ban on the word until we get things under control and figure out what's going on. It has to stop. But to the substance of what she was talking about.
It'll be a long day. We don't expect this race to be called early. But we are optimistic that we are literally about to be able to turn the page on Donald Trump and install Vice President Harris as the next president of the United States.
Install Vice President Harris? That's an interesting way to put that when you consider she was also installed as the Democrat nominee. A very interesting way to put that. Anyway, let's listen to Oprah and we'll see how they're dialing down the hysteria tonight.
If we don't show up tomorrow, it is entirely possible that we will not have the opportunity to ever cast a ballot again.
These people are lunatics. And you want to know why Democrat cities are boarded up? It's because of the constant rhetoric like this from Democrats. It really is sad when you think about what they've done to their own people, because we call them commies, and they are filthy commies and street animals, but they are God-breathed human beings as well. You know, we want their souls to come alive too and be saved, right? Don't we? But think about what Democrats have done. How awful and evil it is. They take over the public education system where they propagandize these poor kids for most of their lives. And then they move on to colleges where they really, really destroy young minds. One of the greatest, if not the greatest indicator of how you're going to vote is whether or not you have a college degree. So you go to college, you go to communist finishing school, and you learn to really, really, really hate your country. And then once they've shattered you emotionally, mentally, ones that they've completely broken you, then they are constantly getting onto the news telling people that no one's even going to be allowed to write history books anymore.
We're going down one of two very different paths by perhaps tomorrow morning.
Yes, and that's what if historians in the future are allowed to write books. And by the way, that question is open this morning. And if people are allowed,
they spend years mentally and emotionally shattering their supporters. And then they say things like your life is at risk if you're a woman and you're not allowed to have an abortion. No one will be allowed to write history books. Oprah, the richest and most powerful woman on the planet, gets up and acts as if there won't be an opportunity to vote ever again. Insane apocalyptic rhetoric. And that's exactly why we've already had two Democrats try to murder Donald Trump and possibly a third. Here's one from Law and Crime. Quote, I have a stolen AR-15. Man threatens to carry out an attack if Donald Trump is elected. They keep catching these people. Why do these things continue to happen? Because we have mentally, spiritually and emotionally destroyed so many millions of Americans that now they're just broken people sitting around inhaling anti-anxiety medication, and they turn on the television set where they're told lie after lie after lie after lie, and Democrats do it on purpose. They purposely take all the people who listen to them and act as if they're fighting Nazis and it's the end of the world. In fact, Elon Musk went on Joe Rogan's podcast. He actually talked about this a lot. He went into a bit of depth. In fact, I'm going to play you a little bit of that because I thought it was really, really, really well done. Before we get to Elon Musk, let's get to living with pain every day. Friggin' sucks, doesn't it? Back pain is the most common one, but maybe it's your joints, maybe it's your knee and elbow. Maybe you have muscle pain, bicep, who knows? But it just sucks the life out of you. You don't do the things you used to do you? Well, there's Relief Factor. You know that. It's 100% drug-free supplement. It was developed by doctors. You see, your body is trying to fight that pain. It's trying to fight the inflammation. Relief Factor is giving your body a little boost. You take it daily. Take it for 3 weeks and then tell me how that pain is. They sell 3-week kits. If it doesn't work, I don't want you to order anymore. But for $19.95, don't you think it's worth trying? Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Speaking of already gone, how many beers do you think Dome is in already tonight? I realize she's got to give speeches, but keep in mind, this woman is so insanely ambitious. All she's done is ladder climb her entire career, finally gets tapped to be Joe Biden's vice president. She helps knife him in the ribs and toss him out back. Now this is her big shot, and it looks like it might be a rough one for her. I bet she is guzzling vodkas with Nancy Pelosi. Maybe they're going shot for shot tonight. Maybe they're going shot for shot. What was election night for me, Chris? Well, why do you have to bring it up, Chris? I lost both of them. It wasn't great, okay? I lost two congressional runs. Thanks for bringing it up tonight, Chris. That makes me feel great. By the way, the phone lines are open and working. 877-377-4373. Election night was tough because we lost. And it's also, I don't want to say it's difficult because this is just your job as a man. I didn't get to be sad. You know, you don't get to be sad that night, not in front of other people. You have a position of leadership. People have followed you and supported you. And even in a loss, your supporters are looking to you for strength. So no, I didn't go have a bunch of beers. I didn't sit around crying, feeling sorry for myself. Certainly not in front of other people. Well, trust me, I did later on that night once the cameras were off and once it was just me and the wife and a couple friends. But in front of other people, you got to put your shoulders back and stand up straight like a man. And you got to be a leader because because people need that. And people right now, look, you're probably going through this right now. People are emotional about elections because elections are so important. Look, I love sports. You know, I love sports. I don't watch much of it anymore because I got so disgusted with America's athletes. But I've watched a lot of sports. And when I look back at how I used to react when my sports teams lost when I was a kid, I don't feel great about that. And I love sports. Sports are great. You know, and it's fine to be mad and yell at the TV and the refs suck. But I remember once when I was a kid, Ohio State lost to Michigan. And I was young, granted. I was 7, 8 years old. I went to my room so my dad couldn't see me and I cried. It's not great. It is still sports, right? It's still a game. But what we're dealing with here tonight is not a game. We're dealing with power. It matters a lot. And in fact, let's go to Elon Musk because he was on Joe Rogan's podcast. Again, I was talking about how Democrats have so mentally and emotionally abused and twisted up these people that now Democrats just tell huge lies about everything. It's wild.
Like the fine people hoax. Uh-huh.
Obama just said that on stage.
Obama just said that. I was like, what the flying f-?
He doesn't give a f-. He doesn't give a f-. They're just flat out lie.
Bye.
But the other one where Kamala's campaign used what Trump was saying about protecting women and from illegal immigrants.
Thank you.
You remember that? What he was saying is, if the women like it or not, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
When he was saying that, they were trying to say that he was taking away women's right to choose,
yes,
whether women like it or not. Like, that's not what he was saying.
Absolutely.
He was literally talking about protecting them from dangerous people that are sneaking in through the border.
Yes, exactly. They'll take like not even a full sentence, like a half a sentence from
Trump, yes,
and then they'll push it on every ad, every, you know, every speaking event, every media.
And it gets
media
repeated on the news.
Yes.
This is what's crazy. They'll talk about it on these news shows, news shows.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a recent one that came up, which had a lot of people, because a lot of people reached out to me, was like, they're like, oh, Trump says he wants to execute Liz Cheney. I'm like, that is utter bullshit.
Yeah, I'm not going to play the rest of the whole thing, but I'm glad people are starting to catch on and catch up. I'm glad that, hey, Joe Rogan came out and endorsed Trump. Joe Rogan's not some right winger, and I don't know Joe. I don't love him. I don't hate him. I don't know him. I've never interacted with him at all, but he's definitely not some hardcore anti-communist by any stretch of the imagination. He was a Bernie Sanders supporter, and he came out and he said, this is ridiculous. Enough is enough. I'm backing Trump. Elon Musk, you know, I'm a cynical human being by nature. I just am. I don't worship politicians, none of them. I don't care about celebrity or billionaires. It's just not how I was raised. That doesn't do anything for me. So I've never been one of these Elon Musk worshiper types. But Elon Musk getting involved in this election the way he has been, pretty freaking cool. Very, very freaking cool. By the way, polls are closing. The first ones are closing in 10 minutes, a little less than 10 minutes from now. Remember, you do not have to change the channel. We are going to update you live throughout the night. We're going to call the races. We're going to pretend to be journalists here, but we are going to keep you updated on everything. Now, I need to do a quick PSA before we get back to the calls and the emails and everything else. 877-377-4373. This is just a little PSA.
Women are doing it. They're outvoting men. They're voting greater numbers. They're leading, I think, households in many ways. I've seen already experiences where I have guys come up to me and say, I really have no choice. My girlfriend will kill me. My wife will kill me if I don't vote for Kamala Harris.
We have a testosterone crisis in this country, and it occurs to me every time I hear Cory Booker speak. And then when Cory Booker says something about men who feel like they have to vote for Kamala Harris, otherwise my wife will kill me, I realize how necessary male vitality stacks from Chalk are. They are something, look, I've run it by Chalk before. Apparently they say this is illegal, But I've been wanting to maybe we could take a male vitality stack from Chalk and put it in one of those planes, the crop duster planes, and just kind of make it an aerosol and drop it, just fly back and forth across the country and drop it. Because if we could get our T levels back up, Democrats would never win another election. And you certainly would never, as a dude, say, I had to vote that way or my girlfriend would be really mad at me. Gosh, that's so freaking embarrassing. Imagine saying that out loud. Anyway, go get a subscription to Chalk. Start a male vitality stack and watch your T levels go up 20% in 90 days. CHOQ.com. Use the promo code Jesse. Save some money. Female vitality stacks, male vitality stacks, the worst, the absolute works. And if you get your T levels up high enough, you'll stop saying the word literally.
It'll be a long day. We don't expect this race to be called early, but we are optimistic that we are literally about to be able to turn the page on Donald Trump and install Vice President Harris as the next president of the United States.
Literally? We're going to literally install Harris? Now, speaking of male voters that... I won't call them men. We'll definitely go with male. Listen to this friggin' guy.
Who did you vote for today?
I voted for Kamala Harris.
Why is that?
I have three daughters, four children overall, and women's rights is pretty important to them and my daughters. Sorry, I'm getting a little emotional about that. I didn't think that I was going to do that. But, you know, just their bodies, their choice type of a mentality. You know, I want them to grow up in a world that's welcoming to everybody. So yeah, that's why I cast my vote today.
Male vitality stacks from Chalk. Now, Chalk aside, let's have a discussion about men who think and talk like that and how it got us to where we are. And we'll get to the emails and the phones and more next hour. All right? Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.